That said, let's first of all look at starting with basic roll call and any apologies. Over to you, Gaddy.
We have not received any apologies. Noting that Christina's on holiday and she might have received some apologies, which I don't know of.
Of course, fair enough. Moving in, and I'm only guessing because I don't have an agenda in front of me, the next normal point of business would be to ask for any comments on the meeting notes from the 26th of September. I'll open the floor now for anyone to make any amendments or comments on the meeting notes which are on your screen and were distributed earlier.
Can we just really do the roll call that we know who's on?
Sure, I can ask Gabby to do the full roll call. Gabby.
Hello. Hi, this is Chris joining the call.
Okay, hello. Hello, Chris. Okay, so we have, now I'm going to read both who's in the room and on the call. So we have Ugo Akiri, Martin Boyle, Becky Burr, Krista Spain, Stephen Dierhake, Daniel Kalchev, Eberhard Lisse, Patricia Pobleta, Dr. Spark Sablon, and Cheryl Langdonor. And from support staff and special advisors, we have Jaap Akkerhoes and Kim Davies, Bernie Turcotte, and myself.
Thanks for that, Gabby. I also note Patricio is finishing another meeting, but he is in the Adobe Connect room, so I wasn't sure that I heard you add him in the roll call. If you did, I apologise. I was desperately looking for the agenda, which I'm still unable to actually find. But never mind. We'll work on
Minute. There's an agenda?
There normally is for these meetings, yes. That's the normal circumstances. Okay, back to the approval of or comments on the meeting notes from the 26th of September. Before we went back to full roll call, I did see at least one green tick. That's one way of indicating your pleasure with the notes. But if we don't hear any complaints, we'll also think that that's... everyone's in an agreement. I also note Nigel's just joining us at the moment as well.
Cheryl, it's Chris. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just want to say I'm in a car on my way from the airport. I just landed. I'll be on the call patchily for the next hour or so, so don't rely on me being able to hear or speak. Thanks.
That's noted, and of course having you even patchily is better than not having you at all, and welcome back. Let's just assume in the absence of anyone saying anything otherwise, and I did see at least one green tick earlier, that those meeting notes are fine and no one needs to make any amendments, in which case I believe we are now moving on to, we've got the rest of... Do you want to pull up the documents for the rest of the revocation? Thank you, Bernie. Like magic. Wow. And at least when I'm working blind without an agenda, I can rest assured that Bernie's connections to the Adobe room seem to be working all right at the moment. So he's going to move us forward to, I think we're up to section 5, are we, at the moment, Bernie?
Thank you, ma'am. For those that were following the notes and the debate, we had about a half dozen points which were left the last time to try and get this over with, trying to get some agreement. So overall, the first part, the elements that had two readings and were accepted are now in black in this document. They're no longer highlighted. The other parts in the second half, because the two meetings ago, we only got about halfway through the document, so at the last meeting, it was only a second reading of comments up to the middle of the document, if you will, and it was a first reading from the middle to the bottom. So that's about where we are, and So if we take that to section 4, we had tried to get some definition of delegation for discussion on the list. Unfortunately, we did not make that. And so I don't know if... Keith has joined us.
Hey, Keith.
Are you able to...
Can you mute, please, Keith? Indeed.
Yes. Keith, we can't hear you if you're speaking. I don't know if you're just going to listen to the call. We've got Cheryl chairing because for the next few minutes because Becky was not able to do that comfortably. Are you able to take over the chairing duties, Keith?
Just seeing whether my microphone's working. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm if show is okay, then I'm happy to chair, but if you're not hearing me okay, I'm happy to relinquish the chair.
You sound fine, Keith.
Over to you, mate.
Okay. Okay. Carry on then. Thanks, Bernie.
All right, so just make sure everyone's on the same page. We're in Section 4, Analysis and Interpretation. Basically, any changes in the document up to this point were approved, and basically that part of the document should be pretty set. There are a few things which, if we decide in Section 4 onwards, may have a follow-on impact on those previous sections, but we won't know until we finish the rest of the document. So I think that's been noted in the previous section. So on to Section 4. As I was saying, we are still lacking a definition for delegation, and I don't know if Becky is listening. Becky, have you had time to think about this and maybe have some ideas that we can look at?
Yes, I am listening. I have thought about it some. I mean, the issue is... I've been focused on the delegation. You know, they say there are the delegation takes place and you get entered into the root, usually at the same time, language in 1591. So although delegation, you know, I think it was Eberhardt's point that that maybe I had it backwards here. So the question is, when we talk about delegation, are we talking about the sort of the authority, the transfer of authority, the recognition, which I think is what's sort of important for purposes of this document, or are we talking about actual entry into the root? I think that's where we were on this. And for me, it's the management responsibility, but I think Eberhardt disagrees.
Okay, we've got Nigel with his hand up for a comment on that, I think. So, Nigel.
You're on mute.
Can't hear you, Nigel. Nigel, we can't hear you.
Nigel, we can't hear you.
Okay, how is that?
Now we can. Yes, thank you.
Now we can. Yes, thank Okay, I'm connected via Adobe this time and not via the dial-up, so it's a bit unfamiliar. So the audio quality is okay?
It's fine.
Okay, great. In a way, I disagree with both Becky and Eberhardt, and in a way, I agree with both of them. The answer is that delegation can be construed to mean either of those two things in different contexts.
So actually, I agree with that. I guess the question is, what do we mean for this?
Nigel, you need to go back onto mute.
Vicky, try again.
So I agree that we could talk about it meaning the responsibility, the transfer of responsibility, or we could talk about it meaning the introduction or entry into the route. For I was content to use the term here meaning that the conferring of authority. And that's the context that I think is largely what we pay attention to in this section.
Chris, is there anything to be gained by working backwards from some of our other work if we talked about what we would mean by delegation in the context of where there's been a revocation and then there's a redelegation? Does that help us by narrowing down what we actually mean?
Well, I guess the question is here, we've defined what the word means for our purposes here. And I think what we're talking about here, the process is correctly described. The only question is whether delegation is the right word. And I think that was what Eberhardt was concerned with. But I think it's consistent with the way that we have talked about it before.
I have one other question, Keith, when there's a chance.
Go for it now, Chris.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, I'm not on there. I'm in the car, which is why I can't see what's going on. The only other question I would have, Becky, is whether it makes any difference that the actual placing of the CCTLD into the route is currently a three-way process, whereas the nomination of someone as the manager or whatever you want to call it is not. Does that make a difference to how we define it in the context of what we're doing?
Well, so as I interpret what Nigel said, which I agree with, is that in different places we use delegation to mean the decision to confer authority on a particular party. And in other places, it is used to refer to entry of the string into the root. To me, that's the natural way in which the community talks about it, so I am not unduly disturbed by using the same word where in a situation where we say we interpret delegation in this context to mean the process by which the IANA operator initially assigns management responsibility or transfers previously assigned responsibility for the management of a CCTLD. Does that help, Chris?
Yes, it does, Becky. Thanks.
So does that help you, Bernie, with the way forward? Probably doesn't.
Well, it does if everyone's happy with this text. I absolutely have no issue with this. I think what we've got there in 411 right now is something close to what Becky originally had. The FOI working group interprets delegation to mean the process by which the IANA operator initially assigns management responsibility or transfers previously assigned responsibility for the management of a CCTLD. And, you know, that is what we're talking about in this document. Because if we're talking about revocation, let's be clear, it means that the CCTLD exists. So we're not talking about entering something into the root. So in my mind, you know, maybe what we need to say is the FOI interprets delegation in the context of revocation to mean the process by which the IANA operator initially assigns management responsibility or blah, 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 because it is quite true, as Nigel has pointed out, that in other areas it's used in a different way about just simply putting the CCTLD into the group. So I don't know if there are comments on that, and maybe I'd like to hear Eberhardt if he's got some thoughts, because he's always got some good thoughts.
To be honest, I'm at the moment not really clear what I asked 2-3 weeks ago. Somebody can remind me again. Failing which, I would have to go with what Becky has proposed.
Okay, so you're not recounting what your issue is with the text, Eva. So could we agree then that it's okay unless you can remember what the objection is and raise it on the list in the next 24 hours?
I have a little bit of an issue with IANA initially assigns management responsibility, because that's not the way it happened, in particular in my case. Yeah, but not really something where I'm going to die in a ditch on.
We can put the standard note in about, domains delegated prior to RFC 1591. I don't think there's an issue about that.
Done.
That'd work. Yeah.
I think. Let's do that. The only other thing I could think of doing here would be to have, you know, delegation with a little one beside it when it means that it's entered into the database, a two when the IANA approves it, and a three when both of those circumstances apply. But that seems clumsy and awkward and so on. So if we could get away with putting a footnote to say, pre-RFC 1591 delegations may have been made in different circumstances, that probably would be reasonable. I see Cheryl's indicating some agreement with that, but I have Eberhardt and Martin with the hands raised. Firstly, Martin at the top of the list.
Still on mute.
No, my microphone just disconnected. Can you hear me now?
We cannot understand a word of what you're saying.
Why? Is it distorting?
Extremely. I think you must
quite
be dialed.
Badly. Very loud.
Right, okay. In that case, I will take the microphone away from my mouth. Does that
help? I'm not sure
I
what
think you must
redial.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to dial on the telephone line then.
Okay, well, I'll give you a minute or two to connect. And there's two more in the speaking order. There's Eberhardt and Nigel raised his hand. I'll put it down again. So, Eberhardt.
As I said, the footnote will do it for me.
A footnote is okay for you. Okay.
Yeah, okay. It will do it for me.
Thank you.
Because I want, we also need to move on. And I don't want, as I said, I don't want to die in a ditch on this one. But I want to make, no more talk. Footnote is fine.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Well, Martin is, does have the floor when he comes back, but let's hope we've got agreement on that. So, are you back with us, Martin, or are you on the telephone? Okay, I think Chris is keeping us moving, so we move on, but give Martin the right to come back to this when he is connected. So, Bernie, if we could please move on.
All right. There were some minor edits in 412 for transfer, and I don't think there were any significant issues. I think it was really quite minor, and unless there are clear objections at this point, I would like to try and wrap this up. So I'll read it for those that are on the phone. The FOI Working Group interprets RFC 1591 to require the consent of an incumbent manager to a transfer. Accordingly, the FOI Working Group interprets the term transfer to refer to the process by which the IANA operator transfers responsibility from an incumbent manager to a new manager with the consent of both parties. Over to you, sir.
Okay. I see Dickie's giving a tip here. Any discussion or any comments? They look fairly straightforward. If there's no discussion, let's consider them as read and move on.
Thank you, sir. Maybe we should check if Martin managed to make it back in.
Martin is calling to get
in. I should now be with you on the telephone. Can you hear me now?
You are indeed.
Much, much better.
Oh, good. Okay. Good old telephony again then. The reason I'd asked for the floor was that I'd managed to lose connection when we were talking about the first, the previous item. So I don't know what the final text was that we were finally agreeing to. So if somebody could actually then read the text as is, that'd be helpful.
I will do that for you, Martin. The FOI Working Group interprets delegation to mean the process by which the IANA operator initially assigns management responsibility or transfers previously assigned responsibility to the management of a CCTLD. And we will insert, as per our agreement with Eberhardt, a footnote to say this only applies to those domains delegated after the publication of RFC 1591 or the standard phrase we've come to use in these cases, or it does not apply to those domains that were delegated prior to RFC 1591. I will use exactly the same thing we've used previously. It just doesn't come to mind right now as a subtext to this.
Okay, that's helpful. I seem to remember there being a discussion a while ago about delegation not just being when it was initially assigned, but any subsequent assignation. So, in fact, does the word initially need to be deleted?
Well,
no,
it's saying...
It says clearly, initially assigns management responsibility or transfers previously assigned responsibility for the management of CCTLD. That covers what you're just saying. I just wanted to butt in quickly. Bernard, you mustn't put in that it doesn't apply to previously, to earlier. You must put it in a way that the situation may have been different before RFC 1591.
Yeah, no, we've got the wording that we've previously agreed at. So if we go with the wording that's previously been agreed, I think everyone will be happy. And Martin, I think that answered your question, that it's either initially or transfers previously assigned. So I think it covers your circumstances okay. correct me if you're wrong, if I'm wrong. It looks like everyone's happy. So please, can we move on, Bernie?
Thank you, sir. And since Martin just came back, 412 was for transfers, and that text reads, the FOI working group interprets RFC 1591 to require the consent of an incumbent manager to a transfer. Accordingly, the FOI working group interprets the term transfer to refer to the process by which the IANA operator transfers responsibility from an incumbent manager to a new manager with the consent of both parties. Over to you, sir, to close this up, hopefully.
Okay, are there any questions, any comments, any queries at all? Seems to be that everyone is happy with the text. Last opportunity. Okay, we'll deem it accepted, and please continue.
Thank you. So for everyone, since that text has only had minor edits, I think we should consider that one a final reading of 412. 411, that will be a first reading, but if it's the only thing left, we should on the list and ask for any final comments so that we can try and get this done in time to get this published for Buenos Aires. All right, moving on. I believe our next point was scrolling down. Okay, so just for information, 4331 was the September 12th cutoff date, so we've still got track changes from that point on because there was only a first reading, as I noted earlier. So if there is no comment attached to it, it means that it was agreed to at our September 26th meeting. I will read the sections that have track changes just to make sure everyone is okay. If everyone is okay, this will be considered a second reading and an acceptance. Are we all okay with that?
Just let me know what number you're, what section you're referring to.
I always tag the section number before I read it. All right, so we will start with 4331. The FOI working group interprets the requirement that the manager be equitable to all groups in the domain as obligating the manager to make its registration policies accessible and understandable to prospective applicants and to apply these policies in an impartial manner, treating similarly situated would-be registrants in the same manner. So really, the biggest change here is we removed designated manager. So we just left manager as was agreed in other texts. Any questions, comments?
I think this is just a verification of what we had agreed. I see a tick from Becky. Seeing no for the floor, so we'll consider it accepted and continue then.
Thank you. 4341, the FOI working group interprets RFC 1591 to limit the IANA operator's authority to step into situations where substantial misbehavior by the CCTLD manager A, poses a risk to the security and stability of the DNS, or B, involves the manager's failure, after notice and a reasonable opportunity to cure, to perform the objective requirements, i.e., to be on the Internet, maintain IP and email connectivity, identify technical contact, and to identify an in-country administrative contact, close bracket. So really, it's a little bit of rewording to make it more readable. I don't believe there were any comments last time. This is would be our final reading unless there are comments. Over to you, sir.
Any questions? Any comments? I see a tick from BP and a tick from Everhart. And no one seeking the floor. I think we have three ticks. Hang on, Bernie.
Thank you.
4342. The IANA operator and the CCTLD manager should advise each other how they wish to be given notice. Such notice should be at least what is acceptable between parties in international private law. At a minimum, including the use of registered recorded delivery mail, for the avoidance of doubt, failure or refusal to respond to any notice may not be taken as consent. However, failure or refusal may be a relevant factor when considering other obligations of the CCTLD manager, bracket, for example, substantial misbehavior, close bracket. So, we've changed the name of the IANA operator, and we have included substantial misbehavior instead of just misbehavior. Again, there were no comments last time. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, Benny. Any questions or comments?
Can somebody turn his Echo off, please?
I think it's Bernie needing to mute when he's been talking. Is that an improvement now?
Yes.
Okay. So I see there's two comments in the chat room. Kim has gone back saying, so under 4.3.3.1, it would be okay to say .de domains are only available to Vodafone customers. So long as that rule was impartially applied. Pretty sure that's not the intent, Kim, but I see what you're saying. And Patricia is saying, should 4.3.3.1 begin by saying that the policies themselves should be equitable? Becky's saying this is not a good road to travel, but I'm not sure what that's in regard to. And Daniel is saying, Patricia, equitable to whom? This might open up a can of worms. So, and Everhart's seeking the floor, and then Becky, so Everhart's there.
The echo is really bad. There is somebody not using a headset, and it's really bad. In any case, as long as the requirement is not that policies make sense, the requirement that the policies are being used by equally applied. The RFC doesn't say that the policies need to be equitable or make sense. It only says that they must be published and they must be uniformly applied, and everybody must be treated the same. In other words, not Vodafone, in the .de example, not Vodafone, but if .de says you must have a German requirement or you must be speaking German in our correspondence, and they apply this to everybody, whether it's reasonable or not, or equitable or not, that's acceptable to me. I think we should not go into the policies of individual CCTLDs.
Okay, I think Becky's indicating a tick of agreement with what you're saying, Everhart. Becky and wants the floor, and then
Kim. Yeah. I mean, I just want to. We talked about this a lot, and I think we all concurred that Everhart's interpretation was right, and we just needed to stick with that and not get involved in the deciding, you know, what a fair policy is.
Okay, and I see Nigel indicating agreement with that. So, Kim, you were speaking before, but you're not anymore.
Well, if it's already been settled, I'm not going to reopen the discussion. I did miss the last meeting, so my apologies. My only observation is from the discussion that I saw from around the time RFC 1591 was created, it seemed to me that one of the main concerns at that time was precisely to have a mechanism to stop, for example, saying you needed to use a particular piece of software or you needed to use a particular network provider in order to have a domain name. So I guess I was playing devil's advocate and asking if that would be okay. Like I said, if the group has gone down that path and think that is, then I have no further comment.
I think we had we covered it pretty solidly before. Noting that you're happy to withdraw your objection or
Actually, I have no objection. It was a clarification.
Okay, cool. Everhart has his hand raised. So Everhart.
I just wanted to reinforce what Kim is saying. I remember one case very clearly where somebody complained about our policy, and John wrote him an email. What's the problem? Read the policy. This is applied to everybody. It's here by the policy. So the intent of writing RFC 51 was that there must be some fairness in there. Whether you make a policy that if you must speak a different language, or you must do certain things, as long as it's fair to the to everybody. If you have shares in Vodafone and then you say, okay, I only allow applications by Vodafone users, that's not acceptable, and that was what the intent was. So Kim is quite right in what he said, but I think we should not go too much into the policies. We should say that the policies must be applied equitably, like the document says.
Thanks, Everhart. Okay, well, it looks like we're all in violent agreement, so can we move back? I think we finished with the next paragraph two. I'm not sure. So, Bernie, take us back to where we were.
We had just finished 42.42, and there were no comments, and we were pulled back up to 43.31. That would take us to 43.43, where there were really minor edits. I'm not going to read it because it's a long paragraph. Instead of working group, we put in FOIWG, and instead of prospective registry manager, we put in prospective manager. So those are the two changes. I can't see this causing anyone any heartburn. Unless someone has a problem, please say so now.
Well, I see Everhart and Nigel giving tips of agreement. No one's seeking the floor, so I think we can take that as read too. So thanks, Bernie, and let's move on.
So that'll be the final reading of 43.43. Moving on to 43.44, the changes are a little bit bigger, so we'll read through them. Application to incumbent managers. Although one could read RFC 1591 to limit the IANA operator's authority to step to the process of selecting a designated manager, on balance, the FOI working group interprets 3.4 of RFC 1591 to create, one, an ongoing obligation on the manager to operate the CCTLD without substantial misbehavior, and two, a reserve power for the IANA operator to step in the event that the manager does substantially misbehave. So, replacing working group with FOI working group and the operator's authority, which were similar to changes we saw in 43.41, but we've gone through it, and unless there are major issues, again, I would say that this should be a second reading and put this one to bed. Over to you, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Bernie. Stephen has his hand raised. So, Stephen.
Didn't mean to have it raised. I'll put it down. Wow.
I'll put it down for you. So I see Becky and Everhart and Nigel and Stephen all in agreement. No one's seeking the floor, so I think these fairly minor can be considered accepted. Thanks, Bernie, and let's move on.
Thank you, sir. So that was the final reading of 4344. That text will now go to all black. 4351. There are some changes. We'll read through that. RFC 1591 identifies three mechanisms available to the IANA operator: delegation, transfer, and revocation. The FOI working group, as discussed above, interprets RFC 1591 to require the consent of an incumbent manager to any transfer of responsibilities. If a CCTLD manager engaged in substantial misbehaviors is unwilling to consent and the IANA operator's informal efforts to address such misbehavior are unavailing, revocation is the only formal mechanism that remains available to the IANA operator. Accordingly, the FOI working group interprets RFC 1591 to permit the IANA operator to revoke a CCTLD delegation in appropriate cases where the manager has substantially misbehaved. Over to you, sir.
Okay, I think we've talked about this wording quite a lot. Over time too. I see Becky and Everhart are agreeing and Stephen and no one's taking the floor, so that's the last opportunity for anyone who wishes to speak. I think now we can consider this accepted text and move on.
4351, that was the final reading. Thank you, sir. 4352, very minor edits. The last resort versus a last resort, and delegated manager replaced by just manager. So I don't think this should cause anyone any heartburn. It did not last time. Over to you, sir.
Yes. A tick from Stephen, a tick from Everhart, a tick from Becky. Again, no one's seeking the floor, so I think this little tidy up may be considered accepted, and let's move on.
Thank you, sir. So we have our first, we have Patricia with his hand up.
Patricia. No, hand's gone down.
Boy, that was quick. I just saw it, and then it flashed away. 4353, okay, so edits to be discussed on the list. I'll read the current text. The FOI working group notes, however, that the IANA operator will rarely be in a good position to evaluate the extent to which a manager is carrying out the necessary responsibilities of a CCTLD operator in a manner that is equitable, just, honest, or, except insofar as it compromises the stability and security of the DNS, a competent manner. Accordingly, the FOI working group interprets RFC 1591 to mean that the IANA operator should not step in regarding issues of equity, justice, honesty, or, except insofar as it compromises the stability and security of the DNS, competency, and that such issues would be better resolved locally. So those changes in that final sentence were brought to us by Nigel, just trying to make it more readable. I don't think there were any significant issues with it. It was published. I don't think there were any major comments. There was some support for this. I see Becky has a tick for it. I'll throw it over to you, sir.
And also Nigel and Stephen are indicating ticks as well. And Everhart wishes to speak, so Everhart.
No, I don't want to speak. I just want to read this again. Slowly. Just hang on. Let me just read it again.
Sure.
I have a bit of a problem with the last half. Or, except insofar as it compromises stability and security of the DNS, competency, and that such issues would be better resolved locally. It doesn't really make sense here. The language. the drafting language is confusing me, not the content really.
Okay, maybe Martin has a clarification for that. He's speaking before, so Martin.
No, not really a clarification. When this was raised at the last call, I expressed a certain degree of doubt, and having read it in between and now having read it yet again, I think I'm with Eberhard on this. I don't actually think that the phraseology is easier to read in its new form, and uses words that are not used in RFC 1591. So personally, I would prefer going back to the text that was in black rather than the text that has been added in blue or subtracted in blue.
Okay, thanks, Martin. Is there does it help Eberhard if we review?
No. What my problem is the last line. It says competency, and in this, I don't understand the. I think Bernie should just try to rewrite this again. I really don't understand what it means, or except insofar as it compromises the stability and security of the DNS competency, and that such matter, such issue would better be resolved locally. This is not a complete sentence. I don't understand that really.
Yeah, if I may, sir?
Certainly.
There were only two postings of support for this change. I think Martin is against it. This text in the original form with the blue changes was accepted in the previous documents. I would think, therefore, that although maybe some people don't see it as, being... there could be some changes to make it more readable. It was accepted and understandable to everyone in its previous format, and I might suggest that we take it back to its original format where it would read, accordingly, the FOI working group interprets RFC 1591 to mean that the IN operator should not step in regarding issues of the manager being equitable, just, honest, or except insofar as it compromises the stability and security of the DNS a competent manner, and that such issues would be better resolved locally. Over to you, sir.
It still doesn't make linguistic sense. The manager being regarding issues of the manager being competent. Okay. I don't have a problem either way, but I think this is better to understand what you just said, the previous version.
I'm not quite sure when you said this is the better way to go, the previous version. I'm not quite sure what that means.
The previous version was the one without the blue, the tracking changes in blue.
Okay. And you'd rather have the black text than the blue text?
I don't mind, but if we use the new version, the tracked version, then the word competency in the last line doesn't really make sense linguistically.
I see Patricio and Nigel are sitting on the floor, so let's go to them. Firstly, Patricio.
I've changed my mind. I can live with either way.
Can you hear me?
Patricio, yes.
Yeah, can you hear me? Yep.
Yes.
Would it be better if we move the competency part to before the except insofar, except before the dash there?
No, but the point is here, Competency is not a requirement as long as it doesn't affect the stability.
Exactly, but if you move it to before they accept, it would mean exactly that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay,
sir, if I may.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Just to Patricio's point, I think what we were trying to do, or what Becky was trying to do, and she may comment on this, was that we were trying to have the accept only apply to competency, and if you move competency after honesty, it may look like it's applying to all of the other points. Over to you, sir.
Okay, I think there seems to be more consensus about returning to the original text rather than the amended text. Let's just work at that for a moment. Nigel,
Steve, I've been waiting for a while.
Nigel.
Okay,
Nigel?
I'm very... Can you hear me?
Yes.
No, we can't.
We can't.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Right, Nigel, yes, you're coming in loud and clear now.
I've been struggling to press, start leaning on star 7 for the past minute or two. Okay, there are two issues, and I'm very confused by Martin and Eberhardt agreeing when they were saying completely different things from what I understand. The confusion... I think that, as arisen, Patricio has put his finger right on. The confusion is about the parenthetical part, the except clause. The original proposal from the last meeting, I mean, with respect, Martin, we are using the exact same words as in RFC 1591, but we're using the noun form. What you're doing is the original... was very ponderous. It was saying, in issues of being competent is competency, and using Strunk and White principles, omit needless words. We're trying, in this new version, to make the English more elegant and more understandable than to put in long sentences such as, in issues of being competent, which is newspeak, in my opinion. I'm sorry if trying to do this has confused people, but that was the aim, and there was no change to the substance of the intent of what's going on here. The parenthetical part, perhaps you can do by way of a footnote, and again reduce the English construction to being a nice, simple start at the beginning, finish at the end sentence. That's the point here.
Okay, thanks, Nigel. I don't think anyone's I think Eberhardt's removed his objection and says that he can live with everything either way. So, really, it's a question: do we revert to the black type, or do we accept the blue type? I'd really.
Well, I think
like
we should move on from it because Keith, I think we should move on from it either way, because it was simply an attempt to improve the readability and the stylistic nature of it. It was not anything that we should be spending time debating as if it's a semantic meaning.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, I'll put it to the group now that we accept the text as amended in the blue, and invite any debate or discussion to reject that. Seeing a tick from Eberhardt and a neutral feeling from Becky, and Nigel still has his hand up, but I'm going to put it down for him because I think he just forgot. And no one sees the floor, so going once, going twice. Okay, we'll accept the text in the blue. So please continue, Bernie.
Thank you, sir. So we'll, just to be clear, we'll post that edited text on the list for any final comments, 4353, and if there's nothing substantial, we'll consider it done. Moving on, 4361, minor edits, and 4362, again, minor edits, replacing working group with FOI working group and designated manager with manager in both those clauses. So I'd like to do both of those at the same time, if that's okay. I just can't see this being discussed. It's agreed to tweaks from last time. There were no comments. Over to you, sir.
Okay, I see ticks from Stephen, Nigel, and Eberhard. Nobody seeking the floor. They're pretty light administrative or readability edits. So I think we can accept it and move on.
Thank you, sir. Adobe sort of reset itself on me. So I'm flying a little blind. Are you hearing me?
Hearing you fine.
Okay, I may have to rejoin the meeting. Sorry, guys, this is going to take a minute, unfortunately, but my Adobe screen is completely blank. So I'm going to kick out and come back in. Sorry.
Okay, thanks, Benny. We'll give you a minute. Eberhard has his hand raised.
Yeah, it's 4362, again, is editorial, and I can live with this, and I think we should approve this.
Yes. In fact, we just approved that 4361 and 4362 in the one mouthful. We did them together, Eberhard. So just as well you're agreeing, because we've gone past this point.
All right, folks. I think I'm back, and I have a document. So I'm ready to get back into this.
Please proceed.
Thank you, sir. So I believe that was 4361, 4362, final reading, final text. Going once, going twice, done. Thank you. 437, process for revocation in cases of substantial misbehavior. 4371 was sent to the list. We'll read what we've got there. 4371. The FOI Working Group interprets the intent of RFC 1591 to provide revocation as the last resort option for the IANA operator. The IANA operator should use all means at its disposal to assist the manager to change conduct considered to be substantial misbehavior by the manager. Revocation should only be considered if the IANA operator reasonably demonstrates that the manager is unable or unwilling in an appropriate time frame to, and then there are the bullet points, which will, I don't think there are any issues with the bullet points. So I believe the core of the issue was the change conduct point, which several people were having concerns about. Over to you, sir.
I think it was discussed at length, and it seems to be a pretty good compromise. Becky is indicating a tick of agreement. Eberhard is doing likewise. Nobody's seeking the floor, so I think we can assume that that text is now read and we can move on.
Thank you, sir. So this would be really a first full reading. We'll repost this to the list for a last 24, 48 hour special consideration by anyone, because we're really trying to get this with a bow on it so we can publish it, so it's in time for everyone to look at it, including our friends in the GAC, and we all know what that means. So I appreciate everyone's efforts here. and we'll go over that procedure when we complete the document tonight. Next one is 4372. If the IANA operator revokes a delegation, it should attempt in collaboration with the significantly interested parties to ensure the CCTLD will continue to resolve names until a suitable replacement is delegated management responsibility for the CCTLD by the IANA operator. Now, this caused all sorts of concerns. That was my suggested text because we were concerned about the fact that the continue to resolve names part was only saying until suitable replacement is found, and they may not be ready to take it over. So we were going around this a few times. I think Eberhardt had probably some of the best comments on this, saying, you know, we don't need to go with the blue text, and maybe we just need to talk about we'll continue to resolve names until the replacement is ready to take over, or something like that. Over to you, sir.
Okay. So any discussion on this paragraph? It doesn't appear to be anyone seeking the floor. Nigel's giving it a tick. So I think we can deem that Eberhardt's also giving a tick. So I think we can deem that to be acceptable, and we can move on.
So I'm gathering that, the ticking, as it were, would be for the Eberhardt suggestion I just read off. Is that correct, sir?
I'm certainly assuming so.
Okay, I'm assuming so too. I see Eberhardt as a student.
So am I. I assume the same.
Verifying. Thank you.
Good. So we're all assuming, and it looks good, and that'll go on to the list also for final comments, but this looks good. Moving on, 4374, and this is our last paragraph, folks. 4374, as discussed above, revocation should only be considered if the IANA operator reasonably demonstrates that there are persistent problems with the operation of the domain, as defined in 4.2 above, or the manager has engaged in substantial misbehavior, as defined in 4.36 above, that persists despite the efforts of the IANA operator using all means at its disposal to fix the problems or modify the behavior. I think the edits were causing some concern for some people, and that's why we put it on the list. I'm not sure we had, if I remember correctly, we didn't have any comments. Over to you, sir.
Well, Eberhardt's indicating a tick. Daniel's indicating a tick. Becky is also. No one's seeking the floor, so just giving everyone a moment. I think we can deem that everybody's happy with that and move on. Move to the end.
That is correct. So, to be clear, the stuff that was in second reading today and that has been agreed is final text. The stuff that had some changes, that mostly the stuff that was went to the list, which we have agreed to today, will be edited by me and reposted by Monday to the list in a similar fashion that we did last time for final comments. Final comments and only serious substantial comments, at which point the chair will look over the comments and make a decision. Over to you, sir.
Okay, and this is recognizing that the timing of our next call would be during the IGF Bali week, which will possibly exclude a reasonable number from participation. So I think we're getting there, and I think it was some
reasonable commitment to list comments, we could easily solve this in the coming days. Eberhard speaking the floor, so Eberhard.
Bernard, I assume you will now resolve all the agreed text into black so that the next document will only have the final changes that are not approved yet. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, well, I think we've done pretty well, and with just a bit more due diligence, we'll have I think we'll have things sorted by the end of next week. So please commit to working online. If you have any issues, please, if it's a very minor or a minor text edit that you can live with, perhaps don't raise it, just raise any issues of substance. With that, is there anything else on our agenda tonight, today? Not. I think we will keep the diary note for a meeting week after next, but we'll look to cancel that. I'll optimistically look forward to cancelling that because we have agreement on the list in the next few days. So with that, unless anyone has anything else to raise, I'd like to thank you all for the great progress over the last two meetings, and I think we've just about nailed it shut. So thank you all for your perseverance and your contribution, and we'll see you online soon. Thank you all.
Thank you. Fantastic work. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Great meeting. Bye. Bye, guys.